You know what? I'm not going to let my parents control my future any longer. It's time for a showdown. Somebody give me a computer with a webcam.
Okay. Sweetie, I think that's the grasshopper talking.
And it's about to tell my parents that I'm not riding an elephant down the aisle with Lalita Gupta.
Okay, calm down. No one can make you get married. Why don't you just meet this girl and see what happens?
Haven't you been listening to me? I cannot talk to women.
Raj.
No, let's see how long it takes him.
Raj, honey, you say you can't talk to women, but you've been talking to me.
And now we'll never know.
You're right. I am talking to you. Hello, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, now I just need to make sure I have a Lalita before I meet the grasshopper. It's a sweet green miracle.
Okay, if you're going to drink on this date, just promise me you won't overdo it.
Overdo what? Happiness? Freedom? This warm glow inside of me that promises everything's going to be all hunky-dunky?
Yeah, that. Why don't you bring her to my restaurant while I'm tending the bar so I can keep an eye on you?
Okay.
Wait a minute, what's the plan here? Let's say he meets her, he likes her, they get married. What's he going to do, stay drunk for the rest of his life?
Work for my parents.
I can't believe I'm sitting here next to little Lalita Gupta.
Well, you are.
Little Lalita. That's kind of fun to say. Little Lalita, little Lalita, little Lalita. You should try it.
Oh, it's okay.
You have lost so much weight. That must have been difficult for you because you were so, so fat. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. Who could forget being that fat?
Well, I've been trying.
So you're a dentist student? Are you aware that dentists have an extremely high suicide rate? Not as high as, say, air traffic controllers, but then they are far more dentists than air traffic controllers, so in pure numbers, you're still winning.
Yay me!
You have a drink that'll make them less obnoxious?
Drinks do not work that way.
She's doing fine. Look at her. Last girl my mom set me up with had a mustache and a vestigial tail.
Sorry I'm late.
What happened?
Nothing. I just really didn't want to come. Virgin Diet Cuba Libre, please.
Okay.
In a tall glass with a lime wedge.
Oh, I'll wedge it right in there.
So, how's Kuthrapali? Oh, my lord.
What?
That's Princess Panchali.
I'm pretty sure her name's Lalita.
No. Princess Panchali from The Monkey and the Princess.
Oh, yeah. I tried to watch that online, but they wanted my credit card.
It's a children's story.
No, it isn't.
When I was a little boy and got sick, which was most of the time, my mother would read it to me. It's about an Indian princess who befriends a monkey who was mocked by all the other monkeys because he was different. For some reason, I related to it quite strongly.
I know the reason.
We all know the reason. Sheldon, what are you getting at?
That woman looks exactly like the pictures of Princess Panchali in the book. How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con. Every day at Disneyland, you can hire Snow White to come to your house. Of course, they prefer it if you have a kid.
Hey, guys. This is Lalita Gupta. Lalita, this is Leonard and Sheldon and Howard and Penny. Isn't it great? She isn't fat anymore.
Forgive me, Your Highness, for I am but a monkey, and it is in my nature to climb. I did not mean to gaze upon you as you comb your hair.
I'm sorry?
You are the living embodiment of the beautiful Princess Panchali.
Oh, no kidding. Who is that?
A beloved character from an Indian folk tale.
Oh. Us Indian or come to our casino Indian?
You Indian.
Oh.
The resemblance is remarkable. I can practically smell the lotus blossoms woven into your ebony hair.
Well, thanks. I imagine you smell very nice, too.
I shower twice a day and wash my hands as often as I can.
Really? So do I.
But you're a dentist. He's nuts.
Don't be insulting, Rajesh. So, Sheldon, tell me more about this princess you say I look like.
It was said that the gods fashioned her eyes out of the stars, and that roses were ashamed to bloom in the presence of her ruby lips.
Oh, my.
Back off, Sheldon.
What?
If you do not stop hitting on my lady, you will feel the full extent of my wrath.
I'm not hitting on her.
And I am not your lady.
And you have no wrath.
You are my lady. Our parents said so. We are, for all intents and purposes, 100% hooked up.
Okay, let's get something straight here. The only reason I came tonight was to get my parents off my case. I certainly don't need to be getting this old world crap from you.
That's exactly the kind of spirit with which Princess Panchali led the monkeys to freedom.
Oh, screw Princess Panchali.
Hey, you can't talk to me like that.
But you're not Princess Panchali.
Luckily for you, she could have you beheaded.
Sheldon, are you hungry?
I could eat.
Let's go.
What just happened?
Beats the hell out of me.
Tell you what happened, I just learned how to pick up Indian chicks.
What are we supposed to say to Lalita's parents?
I play golf with her father. I won't be able to look at him.
Maybe you should keep your eye on the ball, Papa.
Oh, now you're a funny man? This is not funny, Mr. Funny Man.
Dr. and Mrs. Kuthapali, in all fairness, it wasn't entirely Raj's fault.
This is a family matter, Sheldon.
No, I'm Leonard.
Sorry, you all look alike to us.
But he's right, Papa. Listen to him. You are the one who ruined everything.
Who is it? We can't see.
Turn us.
Go ahead. Tell my parents why they won't have any grandchildren.
How would I know? Do you have a low sperm count?
This has nothing to do with my sperm count.
You are wearing the boxes that we sent you, aren't you, Rajesh?
Yes, Mummy.
Because you know what happens to the samosas when you wear a tidy whitey.
Can you please stop talking about my testicles? Sheldon, tell them what you did.
What did I do?
You left with his date. Friends don't do that to each other.
Oh. All right, noted. Sorry.
Sorry? That's all you can say is sorry?
Take it, Raj. It's more than I've ever gotten. And may I point out, she wouldn't have asked me to go with her if you hadn't been drunk and boring.
Drunk?
And boring. Her words.
I knew it. He moves to America and becomes an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Then why were you drunk?
Just this one time, Papa, I swear.
Are you in denial? Do we have to come over and do an intervention?
Don't embarrass him in front of his friends.
All right. Carry us outside. We want to talk to you in private.
But Papa, please.
Now, Rajesh.
I have to go.
Now listen to me.
He's made it again to the hall.
Okay, well, good night.
Hold on. What happened with you and Lalita?
We ate. She lectured me on the link between gum disease and heart attacks, nothing I didn't already know, and I came home.
So you're not going to see her again?
Why would I see her again? I already have a dentist.
I wonder who's going to tell his parents they're not having grandchildren.
To life, L'chaim. L'chaim, L'chaim, to life. Life has a way of amusing us, blessing and bruising us. Drink L'chaim to life.
I can't believe it. What's gotten into him?
Oh, maybe a couple virgin Kugelie braids that turned out to be kind of slutty.
You didn't.
Hey, you do your experiments, I do mine.